For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Hour number four of our weekly radio broadcast, the 10 o'clock hour, the On the House hour, where we talk about something on the House. And this one goes, in most cases, on top of the House. Last week, we talked about all the different sources of energy that provide the utilities that we operate our daily lives with here in the desert. Whether it was nuclear generation, coal generation, natural gas generation. One interesting thing that I noticed is a lot of those take water. The sources of energy creation that don't are solar and wind. And solar doesn't require any movement. Where a wind generator, you're still spinning a turbine. But solar is a stationary source of power generation. We had somebody call and was a little upset with us at the end of the broadcast saying, you know, the issue isn't utilities. It's there's no competition. I'm guessing I didn't get to talk to him, but it's probably somebody from Texas where you can move into a house and you can decide who you want your power supplied from. It's not like here where you've got, are you either on TEP, SRP, or APS. And he's like, my problem is there's no competition. But you know what? That's not true either. You can put solar panels on and have your own power generation. And for a part of the day, you're the competition. And we're talking solar today with Kyle Ritland of Sun Valley Solar Solutions. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be back.
Solar.
Yeah.
Never really thought of it that way. Doesn't pass production, manufacturing install, doesn't consume water to generate your power. Mm-mm. And there's no moving parts.
No moving parts. No, it's entirely static. Yeah. It's just
at least mechanically moving parts.
Right. No mechanically moving parts. Yeah, exactly. No, it's kind of just capturing photons, which is essentially light beams, and they, you know, interact with electrons, and in through that interaction, they generate electricity. Solar panel captures that, sends it to the inverter, and all of a sudden you're making electricity.
I'm always looking for things to reduce maintenance, mm-hmm. and I'm always looking for things to reduce water. This one, for those two reasons alone, mm-hmm. is enough for me to go solar.
Yeah, nuclear power plants take a lot of water.
And how much electricity can a solar power generate? What we have today is not what we had last year, is not mm-hmm. what we had a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. So there's panels now that can produce, residential panels that can produce, over 400 watts. So that's a lot.
And break that down. How many in a day, how many kilowatts does the average homeowner use? I think on my bill, I broke it down to 53, I think, kilowatts
yeah.
a day.
Yeah, that's you're pretty efficient. There's some people that go quite a bit more than that, but that's a good average.
And so the solar panel can produce how much?
About 400 watts.
400 watts.
Mm-hmm. That's that's like the latest, greatest solar panel. They're anywhere it's kind of like buying a car, right? So you can buy a sports car that might produce 400 watts, or you can buy a nice little economy car that'll do everything you need for, 350 watts or 325 watts.
And on our bill, we're charged by kilowatt hours. So in this 400 watts, is that 400 watts an hour? Is that 400 watts a day?
That's just, it's capable of 400 watts at a peak production. So you're not applying a time span over that. When you add the hour to that, that's just simply a measurement of time span. So how much can it produce over X period of time? Yeah.
And can the average home have enough panels on its roof to supply the power it needs and be independent? Obviously, we've mentioned this. We haven't invented lunar solar panels yet, but during the day.
Not yet. We'll get there.
During the day when the sun is shining, is a rooftop big enough to supply enough panels to support that home underneath it?
In many cases, yes, but it depends on the home and how much energy that home is consuming or the people in that home. And it depends on the size of the roof. You know, one of the reasons that solar panels make different amounts of electricity is because some roofs have less space. So if you have less space to put solar panels, you need a single solar panel that produces more energy.
So the perfect roof is a flat roof. You've got all the space you need to perfectly lay out your panels. You got a bunch of hips and valleys and architectural features, and you reduce your mounting brackets and reduce the amount of space you can put a solar panel on. You reduce your usable roof space.
That's right. And yeah, in the broadest sense, the more space actually you have facing south is probably best. But, you know, depending on when you use energy, west might be best for you because, you know, the sun sets that direction. So if you're using most of your energy in the later afternoon, if you have some west-facing roof, we can make ample use of that as well.
And there's a solar is becoming very prominent in a lot of places. Did you see the $3 billion data center, the solar data center they're putting in Mojave County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's here to stay, and it's moving swiftly. Solar Installer is in 2018 was one of the fastest growing fields in the country for new hires.
And that brings up a point. A lot of times companies will add solar as a, quote, service to whatever it is they were before. They're a roofer. Well, I'm already up here, so mm-hmm. it makes sense to add solar. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I've installed a few solar water heaters, so I'm going to add solar voltaic power generation as a service. And
is
you
it
need
risky?
To really... Might be the fastest growing industry, but it doesn't mean you want to hire the fastest person to the industry at the yeah. moment. Find somebody who's been in it a while, because they come and go. I would say more than probably just about any other trade I've observed.
Yeah, well, it's a young industry, and it's one that is growing really, really rapidly. So everybody wants a piece of it, and I think that goes back to and plus there's a certain. You know, people who are into solar kind of care about things. They're kind of, in many cases, they care a little bit about the environment, and they want to make a difference, and they're trying to, so there's a sort of an altruistic component to it. And that's good kind of passion. The challenge there is that solar is a very complicated technology. It's a push and pull with the grid, and there's a lot of math to it. And when you're designing those systems, you're working on behalf of the customer, and you're trying to optimize this relationship between them and their utility in a way. And if you really don't know what you're doing, there's a lot of places to hide mistakes because it is a little bit complicated. And we see this every day. Probably one of the most frequent calls we get to our service department is people looking to have their solar energy system either repaired or simply checked because the partner that originally installed it has since gone out of business. We call them abandoned systems, and we see it every day.
Misconception number one, when you install solar, you're independent of the grid. Now, there are off-the-grid homes you can build,
yeah.
and solar can be a part of that.
Yeah.
But for them to work in the way they work properly, and because we need our power generation at night, mm-hmm. you're still tied to the grid. It's, like you said, it's a relationship with your utility company.
Right. So the utilities generally provide your power at night because solar panels obviously don't work at night.
The lunar solar panel.
Lunar solar. We're on something
there. Technically, it's still coming from the sun, right?
Right.
That's the light reflecting off
That's
the sun
right.
and the moon.
That's right. We'll get there. Efficiency. It's just efficiency. But anyway, so, you know, your solar system works in partnership with the local utility. So what your objective is to produce the maximum amount of your own energy and therefore reduce or in some cases eliminate what you have to purchase from your local utility. But there's always a relationship there. And there's always a push-pull. So if your system is overproducing, such as during the day when you're at work and your panels are producing a lot of energy, but you're not using it, that's getting pushed back to the grid. And the utility, in most cases, is giving you some kind of credit for that. They're operating, in a sense, as a battery for your excess energy, and they credit you back on your bill. That credit becomes a part of your monthly calculation and helps you to offset your monthly bill. So understanding how to maximize that push-pull is really, really important. And you got to remember that there's different utilities and there's different rate plans within those utilities, and everybody's home is different and when they use energy is different. So it's like I said, it's a fair amount of math, and you want to put that in the hands of somebody who really knows what they're doing and has a good relationship with the utility, because they are going to advocate on your behalf with the utility.
And then the utility is there. You can't just, you know, solar is used or generated as it relates to time, day, and weather. On a cloudy day, you're not going to produce as much power as it is a clear, sunny day. Mm-hmm. And but the difference between your solar panel power generation is to crank up the power generation stance. It's not as easy as just up or down. I mean, but thankfully, you don't have to worry about those calculations. The utility does those calculations. You just have the panels on there, and you're like, here's the power. Take it when you need it, and I'm going to use it when I need it.
Yeah, so you're
and you're there for me on those cloudy or dark times.
Right. Well, ideally, your solar partner is helping you with those calculations up front, so that we're taking into account. So we look at a year's worth of your energy usage before we even start to design a system, because we need to design it to your energy usage profile. So again, it just goes back to making sure that whoever you're working with has a good history, has a good reputation. The very fact that I think I'm sitting here talking to you kind of speaks to what you guys do as a resource, what your network does as a resource. That was a vigorous process you put us through, our company through, in order to make sure that we adhered to your standards. And there are other resources out there. You know, SRP maintains a list of qualified solar partners. There are review sites that you can look at. There's the ROC. There's third-party professional associations like NABCEP, the North American Board of Certified Energy Professionals. Finding out who those are and asking whether your solar partner is part of those networks and has a history of being part of those networks and is equipped to install it and equipped to service it if something goes wrong. That's all important questions that people need to ask. You guys are a resource for that as well.
Well, thank you. And thanks for being a partner with us and being every Arizona homeowner's best friend as we talk solar here. If you want to call in, have questions about solar, you are welcome to join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
it's
pokey.
Right, right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.